Thank you so much. Yes, it is the good stuff. And we have a lot of good stuff coming up.
Support bacteria. They're the only culture some people have. Stuff like that.
Okay, well, stay tuned. We've got a lot of good things, including all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of a comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Daily Ag News is now provided on their website as well. Go to tsln.com to subscribe so you get your publication coming weekly and check the more current things that are happening on their website.
Well, the Nebraska Star Party has wrapped up. They had over 400 people from across the world, some international guests this year, at the Nebraska Star Party out at Merritt Reservoir. The good thing is the stars are still there. All those people have gone, and now it's your turn to come check things out in the night skies, International Dark Skies Territory out at Merritt Reservoir. And while you're there, throw a line in the water, maybe catch a nice walleye or a big fat catfish as well. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to share today?
I have a piece. It's not titled, but it's it opens up, "If Nobody Smiled and Nobody Cared."
Well, go ahead and let it go.
If nobody smiled and nobody cared and nobody helped us along. If every moment looked after itself and good things all went to the strong. If nobody cared about you and nobody cared about me and we stood alone in the battles of life, what a dreary old world this would be. Life is sweet because of the friends we have made, all the things in common we share. We want to live not because of ourselves, but because of the people who care. If doing and caring for somebody else, on which much of life's splendor depends, the joy of this world, when you've summed it all up, is found in the smile of our friends. If I thought that a smile of mine might linger the whole day through and lighten some heart with a heavier part, I'd not withhold it. Would you? Author unknown, title unknown, but don't withhold the smile.
We'll try something here from Edgar Guest, okay? They earned the right. I knew Kett and Knutson, Zeller, Zeter, and Breer. I knew Henry Ford back yonder as a light plant engineer. I'm a Newham Wynn companion who frequently recalls that none of those big brothers were too proud for overalls. All the fishers, all the leaders, all the motion pioneers worked at molds or lathes or benches at the start of their careers. Chrysler, Keller, Nash, and others, whom I could but now won't name, had no highfalutin notion ease and softness led to fame. They had work to do and did it. Did it bravely. Did it right. Never thinking it important that their collars should be white. Never counted hours of labor, never wished their tasks to cease, and for years their two companions were those brothers, dirt and grease. Boy, this verse is fact, not fiction. All the fellows I have named worked for years for wages and were never once ashamed. Dirt and grease were their companions, better friends than linen white, better friends than ease and softness, golf or dancing every night. Now in evening clothes you see them in the nation's banquet halls, but they earned the right to be there years ago in overalls. They earned the right. That's from Edgar Guest.
Well, this last Saturday happened to be the National Day of the American Cowboy, and I've got a poem to go along with that. Oh, Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day. Backward, turn backward, O time, with your wheels, airplanes, buses, and automobiles. Dress him once more in his Stetson hat, his boots, flannel shirt, slicker, and chaps. Given his wisdom earned on this land, show him a yearling to rope and to brand. Out where the sagebrush is dusty and gray, O Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day. Give him a bronc that knows how to dance, buckskin in color and wicked of glance. Strap on the blanket behind a roll, pass him the lariat that's dear to his soul. Over the trail, let him gallop away. O Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day. Under the star-studded canopy vast, campfire and coffee and comfort at last. Bacon that sizzles and fries in the pan after the roundup smells good to a man. Stories of ranchers and rustlers retold over the fire as embers grow cold. Those are the times that old memories play. O Lord, make him a cowboy again for a day. Lifting it up in honor of National Day of the American Cowboy this last Saturday.
And that's the good stuff.